According to the federal government's own figures, Australia's spending on overseas aid as a proportion of gross national income is now the lowest on record. The ALP has now used its national conference to pledge to fix that if it wins election next year. Stephen Smiley prepared our report.
It received enthusiastic applause from conference delegates, but as far as aid pledges go, Labor's new policy is hardly a big shift. The party is committing to boost aid spending over an unspecified period, something the Rudd government promised more than a decade ago. Labor's foreign affairs spokeswoman is Penny Wong.
We are committing to increasing aid as a percentage of gross national income every year that we are in office, starting with our first budget.
The specific commitment is for a gradual rise in aid, so spending eventually reaches 0.5 of 1% of gross national income. For church groups, the lack of a timeline is the problem.
Look, Labor have made some really good aspirational statements.
Reverend Tim Costello heads up peak Christian charity organisation Micah Australia.
Aid is now at the lowest level ever in our history. It was last at one 50-cent coin, 0.5, under Bob Menzies, when aid was always a bipartisan issue, neither left nor right, because we were a wealthy, generous nation, and we've become mean.
And he says that meanness has also been bipartisan, although in recent years cuts by coalition governments have been worse.
So Rudd, Gillard Rudd governments lifted aid, and it got to 0.34%, 34 cents in a $100 of national income. Under Tony Abbott and Joe Hockey, aid was slashed by $11 billion in their first budget. Britain, Scandinavian nations, Dutch are all at 0.7%.
To get to Labor's pledge of 0.5, it's estimated the aid budget would need a $200 million top-up every year for nearly three decades. And even then, aid groups say it'll take more than money to fix what they think has gone wrong. Bridie Rice is from the Australian Council for International Development, which represents NGOs.
An investment in a development cooperation program in the region that is based on principles of poverty reduction is a strategic investment. Knee-jerk reactions to competition with China, less so.
And what of the Morrison government's response? Well, according to Tim Costello, there could be change around the corner.
Scott Morrison was certainly a genuine believer. He said to some of our MICA church leaders who are very concerned about the cut in the ad budget, when we're back in surplus, yes. So my message is now, Scott, now is the time to match Labor and go further.
The Reverend Tim Costello speaking to Stephen Smiley, and we've approached the Foreign Affairs Minister Maurice Payne for a response.